Chapter 5, Wealth Secret. Number 3, increase your financial acumen. Finding your superpower is an important step in making your escape from the middle class and finally getting wealthy. However, as you've seen, earning more money will only help you get wealthy if you know how to put that money to work for you. Unfortunately, many women have fallen into the trap of believing investing is a specialized field they can't master. At best, they surrender the oversight of their portfolios to someone else. At worst, they never even try. If that's how you felt or what you've done, don't beat yourself up. Investing has been portrayed as the domain of wealthy white men. We've been taught that there's no place for women, much less for Black women and other women of color, in the world of investing. That myth no longer stands up to evidence. Purse story, breaking down barriers. Women like my wealth coaching client, Dia Nguyen, are proving investing for wealth is available to anyone willing to learn the ins and outs of the financial markets. When Dia was growing up, her mother used to say her family didn't talk about money because they didn't have money, so there was no conversation to be had. Like many of us, Dia developed a successful career but had little financial education to go along with it. She had an income mindset and a belief that a good education and a good job were her tickets out of poverty. She didn't think much about her finances beyond putting some money in savings and in a retirement fund. Because she didn't understand investing, she failed to take advantage of other opportunities to grow her money. She needed to learn how to make her money grow. Back in the good old Coal Edge career house pension days, many middle-class folks could easily afford higher education and real estate. They could confidently rely on their employers to support them to a ripe old age. They could get away with not knowing how to invest and still have the appearance of a comfortable life without having created real wealth. Their pension would cease on their death, and the only asset they would pass on would be their principal residence. The wealthy, on the other hand, have always had investment portfolios, real estate, and trusts that allow their wealth to pass from generation to generation. I can't stress this point enough. Employers have transferred almost all the risk of financial security and retirement to you. And if you're like most people, you haven't been given the requisite knowledge to manage that risk. What I know from coaching people for years is that not inheriting wealth comes with another disadvantage: the lack of knowledge. When you don't have anyone in your family to show you the tools and resources, you lack the confidence to make investment decisions. That was the case for Dia. She didn't inherit knowledge of how to create wealth, so she directed her money into whatever program her 401k advisors recommended. She chose a target date fund, meaning she entered her anticipated date of retirement, and then the investment company put a group of funds together based on that date. Dia planned, once she made more money and could invest more, to hire someone to help her maneuver through the process. While she was an expert in her field, she was convinced others knew better when it came to investing. When Dia joined Wealthy You, my group coaching program where I teach women how to invest and build wealthy habits, she quickly realized she could control more of her assets than she'd previously believed. When I coach clients, we always start with mindset, and Dia's financial transformation began with the idea that not only could she learn about investing, but it would also be a good use of her time to do so. One of the biggest shifts for me was accepting I was capable of learning and understanding everything I needed to know in order to be a smart investor, in order to make better decisions that actually allowed me to see a benefit. She said, "Do your homework." Even if you've never invested in the stock market, you can learn what you need to know to make sound decisions and invest wisely. As your level of knowledge about financial markets rises, you'll no longer be afraid of the uncertainty that comes with investing. Once you have this knowledge, you'll never again have to depend solely on any expert's opinion. you'll be able to properly evaluate any advice you get and make your own smart decisions about where to invest your money. And in Dia's one-on-one coaching with me, we started by looking at her retirement funds, and I showed her how to evaluate her returns. She discovered that investments she had considered aggressive were nothing of the sort. Full owing her advisor's guidance, she was getting limited returns of about 5%, barely any better than a savings account. And we talked about how she could diversify. Dia went into her investment portal and browsed the other funds available to her, some of which weren't target date funds, but had been getting better returns. She compared what she saw with information she found on the investment research website Morningstar, on Yahoo Finance, and on other sites. She looked at small cap, medium cap, and large cap funds, and also investigated whether to invest in international funds and other areas. This was deeper than she had ever gone in her own research, and once she gathered enough information, Dia made some changes in how her money was allocated. Within the first quarter, she saw some big improvements in her returns. I know some of that has to do with what was happening in the market at the time, but some of that shift was really about putting my money in places that were doing better, she said. And I didn't do that before because I just used what was recommended to me as opposed to evaluating the performance of the fund and understanding what it invests in and what that means, so I can make better and more informed decisions. Like Dia did, you'll want to turn to reliable sources for news about how the stock market and specific stocks are doing. Don't allow yourself to get caught up in the hype on social media or in popular media, both of which tend toward exaggeration when the stock market goes up or down. Always pay attention to the actual numbers and educate yourself about what they mean. Most people find funds easier to start with because they spread the risk across many different stocks or bonds. Once Dia had a handle on funds, we turned to stocks. As many people do, Dia found investing in specific stocks an intimidating prospect. She had to wrestle with her belief in herself and the assumption that she didn't or couldn't understand stocks. She also had to face her fear of losing money and her fear of what she considered a risk. I always say you can't save your way to wealth, and Dia took that to heart. She remembered how her grandmother used to keep money under the mattress or in a box in the closet, so Dia understood the importance of saving from an early age. However, she also realized saving alone didn't help her grandmother move out of the projects, and it wouldn't be the vehicle that would help Dia make the changes she wanted to make for herself and her family. Compound your confidence. As she made more of her own decisions about investing and saw she could successfully maneuver it, Dia gained confidence. She became more curious about other opportunities and started looking into real estate and exploring other avenues for investing her money outside of her 401k. I got a little bit more comfortable with investing, she said. And then I wanted to do it more. And so I'm actively seeking out ways we can grow our income as a family and the things we can do to build that same sort of knowledge and understanding with our children. Dia had moved from a focus on making more income to a focus on making her income work for her, an income mindset to a wealth mindset. Next came the strategy. After moving out of the target fund in her 401k and into a more diversified set of funds, she implemented a system by which she would increase the percentage of the income she invested in her retirement fund by 1% or 1.5% until she was maxed out. Dia said, "I put in a system so that every year I would increase the percentage that I was actually investing." As she moved her focus from mutual funds to stocks, she researched specific stocks to invest in. She looked at the items she commonly used and the businesses she supported to see whether any investment opportunities were available in those niches. She also learned how to invest the returns on her stocks in other areas. Then she investigated funds that would allow her to invest in real estate being built. To find the money for these investments, Dia evaluated where she was spending her money and where she could free up resources, whether that meant personal spending, monthly bills, or things like her insurance plan. She got smarter about her outflow so she could increase what she had available to invest and continue to build wealth. Now, Dia was paying close attention. She had a 401k in two places, so she had different institutions in which she could open investment accounts. She opened an account for her son at ShareBuilder, a business that eventually became E-Trade. Because she felt that was an easy place to start, she used the platform to start investing with about $500 and then learned her way around stock research. She put a number of stocks on her watch list and bought them when she was able. One of those stocks was Shopify. And although Dia said she waited a little too long, she still got in early enough to see big increases. Two things were important in Dia's ability to execute her strategy. One, she made time to learn. Two, she regularly consumed financial information. Previously, she had simply set up her 401k and not given it another thought, aside from scanning a monthly or quarterly report that came her way. With a new mindset and strategy in place, she allocated time each week to research stocks, mutual funds, and opportunities. Then she put her plan in writing and created a vision board. She periodically looked at the pictures on the board to figure out the steps it would take to reach those goals. Join forces. As a first-generation investor, Dia can now pass on her knowledge to her sons and provide them with the tools she didn't have at their ages. They will have the privilege of inheriting the knowledge of wealth creation. Each of her sons has a bank account, and Dia ensures her sons use the register and review their statements with her each month. She talks with them about what to do with the money they receive on birthdays and holidays, and they read books and play games related to investing. As a family, they have conversations about topics like income versus expenses and what liabilities are. "Those are terms I did not know at all at 8," Dia said. "But that's a conversation we now have in our home. So we talk about it and help them learn and understand the financial considerations they would have to make. We talk about what it requires to buy a car and interest and all that stuff. I didn't know any of those things." Dia also buys her nieces and nephews stock for their birthdays, along with a toy. She ties the stock to whatever they're interested in. Hasbro stock if it's a Barbie, for example, or Nintendo if they're into video games. "I think we're paying a lot forward in terms of giving them the knowledge and education," she said. "And I think that's going to be invaluable, starting at 6 or 8 versus starting in your 40s to understand this." As Dia discovered, having someone in your corner with whom you can talk through some of your investment decisions is invaluable. When you try to go it alone, it's easy to get caught up in the emotions of the ups and downs of the market. It's easy to take the seemingly safe route and put your money in less aggressive, lower risk investments. An advisor and a community of investors, both of whom Dia found in Wealthy You, can help you make better decisions, even when there are no foolproof guarantees. Join a circle of like-minded people who have financial aspirations similar to yours. As you develop your financial acumen together, their support can keep you from getting overly fearful and selling at the wrong time. Your peers can help you stay focused and optimize your returns, especially when the market is down and you start to think about pulling out. Learn to live with the ups and downs of the market and remember to see the opportunities in the downturns. Start with the basics. Although Dia started off playing it too safe with her investments, she took one important step right from the beginning. She developed the habit of saving money. If you don't consistently save a percentage of your income yet, now's the time to start. I don't want anyone to think you'll get wealthy through saving alone. You won't. However, you'll need money to start investing, And the best way you can focus on investments is by being secure in the knowledge that you've topped off your emergency fund and your savings accounts. This is referred to as liquidity, cash you can get your hands on quickly. If you haven't yet built up much liquidity, you might need to cut back on your spending for a while. Don't make the mistake of waiting until you feel you can afford to start saving or to start investing. Time and compound interest are two of your greatest tools to build wealth. So the truth is, you can't afford to wait. In the long run, you'll be much better off if you start making small sacrifices to your budget now. Use the money you save to invest and build your savings at the same time. Too many people still live paycheck to paycheck or on credit and would be financially devastated by unexpected medical issues or other disasters. You need savings on hand so you're not forced to sell your portfolio, your investments, including stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, at a loss when a financial emergency arises. When you decide to invest your money, you first need to determine your goal. Do you want growth, income, or a combination of the two? This largely depends on how much time you have and how much risk you're willing to take. When you deposit your money into a savings account, you make a loan to the bank. The bank makes its own investments and pays you a return in the form of interest. This is considered safe because the bank is typically insured by the federal government. However, your money doesn't grow much because the interest you earn doesn't always keep up with inflation. On the other hand, stocks have historically earned an annual rate of return of 10%. Of course, this is an average over time. Some years will be better than others. Time to take stock. Although many experts still make the financial markets seem mysterious, they aren't as complicated as you've been taught to think. It's also an outdated myth that you need a lot of money to get started or that you need to get past a gatekeeper. Essentially, there are only three ways to make money in the financial markets: growth, income, or a combination of the two. You can invest in bonds that pay interest income or stocks for growth and/or dividend income. The great news is these types of investments are readily available through mutual funds. These come with professional money managers and low minimum investments. Exchange-traded funds. These are not actively managed by a fund manager, but follow the performance of a particular market index. A market index tracks the performance of a specific group of stocks or other assets. In this age of the 401k, it's important for everyone to learn about stocks. Traditional pensions offered guaranteed automatic payouts based on a formula that took an employee's salary and number of years of service into account. The longer an employee worked and the more he or she earned, the higher the payouts would be in retirement. Employees didn't have to think about much more than that. Now we all need to have some fundamental financial knowledge. We must make a shift. This is a truth serum we all need to take. Everything we were taught about achieving financial security was a lie. Social Security is barely enough income to survive on. Pensions are nearly non-existent, and traditional savings and fixed income investments have not kept up with inflation. If you consistently seek and consume financial knowledge, you're guaranteed to learn more than the average American knows about investing. If this feels like an intimidating proposition, remember you don't have to do it alone. Face your fears and share your concerns with your financial advisors, your accountability partners, or your investment community. When you overcome fear and intimidation to immerse yourself in learning about the financial markets, you open yourself up to reap much more of the rewards of investing than you'll likely get when you delegate all your decision-making to the experts. Dia did it, and so can you. Wealth Secret #3, increase your financial acumen, will position you to escape the middle class by learning the language and fundamentals of investing, which is how the wealthy 1%ers I advised during my career in financial services achieved their lofty status. You'll need to develop an appetite for this knowledge and commit to increasing your financial acumen over time. One of the reasons I created my wealth coaching business was because the knowledge of how to build wealth is not taught in our formal education. This lack of information makes it difficult for most people to maximize their retirement funds or invest beyond those funds. It's my mission to make sure more women get access to high net worth strategies to accelerate their financial growth and achieve the level of financial success they desire and deserve. All the new financial knowledge you're acquiring as you increase your financial acumen will go a long way to help you with the next wealth secret, developing your goal-focused action plan.